I'm Phil Pringle, and welcome to the C3 Church Global Podcast. Thanks for joining us today from wherever you are in the world. C3 Church Global is a family of almost 600 churches around the world, and this podcast is all about equipping pastors and leaders to lead healthy, growing, and multiplying churches. We are Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and Connect-driven. Every week on this podcast, you will find new and uplifting content to strengthen you, equip you, and help you lead others into a relationship with Christ. You'll find a mix of devotionals that build your faith and your relationship with Christ, as well as rich and empowering conversations with leaders and friends in ministry from around the world. We also bring inspiring testimonies and updates from our pastors and churches throughout the C3 movement on the 64 nations that we're present in. Here's this week's podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Green, Senior Minister of C3 Church Ryde in Sydney with my wife, Kathy. We also are a church planting church, and there's over 100 churches that are connected to us, part of C3, the C3 Reach family, that are all around the globe, mostly in very difficult places like Iraq and Syria and Russia, and places where it's difficult to have faith without persecution. As a senior minister, I think one of the great joys, the greatest joy of all, is to see people come to faith in Christ and then grow. But equally at the same time, the challenges that we face often are in how we navigate through relationships. And the better we do relationships, the better things will be. I believe that if we build people and build them well, if we value and develop people, the church will flourish. I mean, the Lord said he will build the church. I mean, he does the work. Our job is to focus on how we value the one. If we look after the one, the multitude will take care of itself. So as long as we have love in our heart for people and are really keen and focus on their development, I think things are going to be sweet. But it's not easy. And so I want to share with you from the fourth chapter of Philippians. I find this chapter just really fascinating. I see how Paul navigates, how he applies the love that he has for Christ, and how he doesn't sidestep issues and just brings people into a sense where he can progress them in their faith and keep them joyful in that journey too. So let's read from Philippians 4, verse 1. It says, "Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for." There we have it there. He longs for them and loves them. He calls them my joy and crown. "That is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends." The first thing of all, when we look at our churches, there's got to be love in our heart and a longing for them, people. I love the church that the Lord has put in my hands to steward. I love them. They are the most beautiful people on planet Earth. Now, of course, it's a family. And so there's always going to be challenges in a family. Not everybody's going to see eye to eye, and we need to give people agency and ability to make decisions. God gave every person sovereign dignity and the ability to make choices. And so it's really important that we work within that framework and try to help people. But at times we do have to not shirk away from difficult conversations. So the Apostle Paul says in verse 2, "I plead with Euodia and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord." These are two women, and there's strife going on here. Could be two men. Could be to anyone, and there's strife. And he's saying, he's pleading with them, twice he pleads. So this is pretty strong language. And he says, "Look, I want you to be at one in the Lord." It's very important. When there's different opinions, and there's going to be different opinions, there are going to be different political opinions, there are going to be different opinions about all sorts of range of things. You know, it's interesting, we live in a day when everybody's moral. The far left is moral, the far right is moral, everybody's moral. Now, we need to be ethical, but I don't think the Lord calls us to be moral as much as he calls us to be righteous, to function rightly out of his grace. And he says here to these two, he pleads with him directly, and then he asks for help. He says in verse 3, "Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fella, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are written in the book of life." It's really important for us to remind ourselves, no matter what's going on, no matter what opinions people have, no matter how difficult it is, that the names are written in the book of life. See, there's always going to be different opinions, but what ought to bring us together is a sense of the saving grace of God in our life. And we need to look at people not through the view of our opinion or their opinion, but through the view or the lens of the saving grace of the Lord. The Lord's going to put a lot of people in your church that are different to you. I mean, it'd be absolutely boring if everybody in our church was like me. It'd be a bit of a worry, actually. But here we have a strong opinion. Now, what's very interesting in this passage is he's appealing to them directly, but he says to his loyal yoke fella. That word yoke fella, and you may have a different translation, it'll use a different word, but the word in the Greek, the original language, that word is only used once in all of the New Testament, that particular word in that passage. And many biblical scholars suggest that indicates the depth and level of relationship that Paul had with the whole community in Philippi, and which is magnificent. And just as an aside, the church in Philippi was not big. Some scholars suggest it was as small as 40. Others will suggest that it was no larger than 150. What I love about the Apostle Paul, he does not care about how big something is in number, because he writes to the church in Corinth, which was larger. He writes to the church in Ephesus, which was much, much bigger, to the church in Colossae and Philippi. What he is concerned about is their depth of love for Jesus and them being of one mind in the Lord. And so he challenges them directly, and he asks this person alongside. There are times I think we need to, in some ways, lower the bar a little. What I mean by that is that we need to not expect that everybody's going to agree all the time, like as if some utopian world. I mean, people are going to have disagreements. It's life. Your family's like that. And marriages are like that. It's part of life. And I think we can take pressure off ourselves. If we think it's always going to just all go smooth, that's a pressure, really. And it's okay. It's okay to actually step in and challenge people. Do not be fearful of having those serious conversations, discipleship moments.
Hey everyone, I believe in the local church. Ever since we started our church way back in 1980, we've been planting churches all around the world, in major cities, villages, towns, and we have seen ourselves plant churches now in over 60 nations in the earth. Last year, we planned to plant 20 churches, and we ended up planting 45. This year, we're going to plant another 42 churches. I'd like to invite you to become a partner with us in this grand plan that God has called us to, planting His magnificent church all around the world. It's not an inexpensive exercise to plant churches. It costs a lot to support pastors when they're just starting out, and their families and their structures, their circumstances, renting houses, needing a car. And in some of these places, they're very poor. And we want to help them rise up and plant great churches in their nations. You can help us by jumping over to our website, C3 Church Global, and there you will find a giving section. And you can give towards helping us plant churches all around the world. I'm praying for you that as you give, the blessing of God will rest upon your life in abundance. In Jesus' name, God bless you.
Goes on in verse 4, says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Rejoice. and let your gentleness be evident to all. It's important that when we're stepping into, we can have very candid conversations and strong conversations, as long as Christ is in our focus and we have that strength, but the gentleness of the Lord. You can be strong and gentle at the same time. And in verse 6, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in prayer and petition. And we know that. You know that passage very well. What I find interesting, if we take the chapters and verses out, the praying about anxiety and concerns is in the context of having to deal with people who are not getting on. I think what causes us the greatest challenge, and where if we're going to make the biggest mistakes, it's always going to be in our avoiding of entering into relationships and dealing with them correctly. And so it's very important. Paul had something in his mind. In the beginning of Philippians, just before verse 25, I'm paraphrasing now, Paul says, look, I've worked hard, I'm over it, I'm finished. He's tired. I want to be with the Lord. He says, it's better for me to go. That's what he says. At times, we're going to feel like that in our pastoral ministry. But the Lord wants something more of us. And Paul says this, if I go to be with the Lord, it's better for me. But if I stay, he says in verse 25, I'm convinced of this. I stay, I will remain with you for your progress and joy in faith. What is very important for us is that for we don't go to one extreme or the other and neglect. For instance, we could all be committed to progress, 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 progress. It's a bit like a muscle. If you just exercise, 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 you're going to tear a muscle. So if you just focus on progress, 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 confronting, 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 challenge, 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 vision custom, vision custom, vision custom, things are going to break. So he says progress and joy in faith. Now, we can just focus on joy, avoid all the difficulties, forget about, you know, vision and all that stuff. But if we just joy, 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 it's a bit like a muscle that's never exercised. It's going to waste. So it's a mixture of progress, joy, progress, joy. Those two things are absolutely essential for us. Just like Paul, who steps in and he acknowledges these two women, they were co-workers with him. He appreciates them. And yet, he understands that at times, even the closest people, those that have helped us the most, will at times have a wobbly. He doesn't ignore it. He steps into it. And he appeals to their thinking the same thing in the Lord. We need to find the common ground for people when they're not seeing eye to eye, and that is their commitment to faith in the Lord. And you and I, as pastors, if we can be focused on both progress and joy in faith, we'll see people develop, we'll see the church grow, we'll see it reach its potential. And for us as individuals, we need to be asking the question too. And I need to ask, how am I progressing in my faith? What do I need to do? And then I also need to say, what brings me joy? And how do I stay in both of those places? They're just a couple of thoughts from Scripture. I hope they were helpful to you. Lord, I pray that you would bless everybody that's listening to this. And I pray that they would be in progress and joy in faith. And Lord, that you would help them to step into the relationships that are a bit difficult, and to bring the right kind of balance into that world and not be afraid of that. It's just part of life. But Lord, let them know your grace and mercy in Jesus' name. God bless.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today. Check out more content on the C3 Church Global Instagram and YouTube page. C3 is a movement of many hundreds of churches around the world, Christ-centered, Spirit-powered, and connect-driven. So wherever you are around the world, I encourage you to find a C3 church near you. See you again soon.